This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here as we debate the merits of going all in on Browns pass rusher Myles Garrett. I say, no, I'm not all in. Too much, too big of a price for a player that is around the age where a lot of pass rushers tend to decline. I mean, not all. There are outliers. Kyle's brought up a lot of those today, but there are some, you know, after his eighth year, goes down to Jacksonville, falls off a cliff. It happens. I mean, it happens to the greatest pass rushers. You know, maybe you blame the short arms, the injury, whatever it was. Some people just decline after 8 years. All right, 215-592-9494. Let's hear from Howie yesterday. And this caught my attention because this was kind of the way he views the team and the window they're in and the kind of players that they have and will try to retain. Here's Howie on kind of the range of the age of their team.
Well, I could talk about this team, you know, not going back to 2017. We have a lot of guys who I think are in the prime of their careers under long-term contracts, not saying that team didn't, who are kind of in this 26, 27, 28-year-old range. Really, we have to do whatever we can to make sure that we keep this window open for as long as possible. The most important season is this one coming up, 2025, and doing whatever we can to maximize that. But we have to get creative to make sure that we're keeping as many of our good players as we can. I sat up here last year and I said that's going to include playing young players. And I think that's going to be a huge part of what we are going forward because we're fortunate enough to have a lot of good players who are making a lot of money.
I love Combine Howie because you could pick out anything and feel the way you want to feel about what he's saying. Because at one point he does say the most important thing is next season, right? And that speaks to go get Myles Garrett, repeat. But Hugh, he did talk about that, those ages, 26, 27, 28.
And he 28. Mentioned the key words, yeah.
Yeah, and he's talking about keeping the window open for as long as they can. When I heard that, that didn't strike me. And again, he could be playing coy, it could be semantics, it could be, you know, a rare opportunity changed his mind. But that didn't strike me as the kind of executive thinking, I'm trading 2 1s for Myles Garrett.
Well, and not only that, the one thing you know about Howie, he's never going to show his hand.
Well, that's true. And he shouldn't.
Yeah, so he's probably being a little coy. It's kind of hard to, yeah, it's kind of hard to read him. I think, put it like this, if the price is right and, you know, it falls the way that he wants it to fall or falls the way where he feels comfortable, he's going to pull the trigger.
Oh,
no question about it.
I wouldn't be floored if Garrett was here. I would be surprised if they paid the price that we're discussing today.
Yes.
Slight possibility that beer can scrambled his brain.
Mm.
And maybe his entire way of thinking has changed.
Just goes opposite of everything.
Wow,
bizarro Howie. Just does everything
crazy.
The opposite.
I'm just kidding. But so on the first round pick thing, the two first round pick things, if the difference really to you is one first round pick versus two, you know, I'm not judging you, but I am judging you. Mm-hmm. Let me give you the last five 32nd overall picks in the NFL draft. Tell me if you'd like, let's say, two of these guys over Myles Garrett. Xavier Legette, Joey Porter Jr., Lewis Cine, Joe Tryon-Shoyinka.
Sine was the
and Edwards-Hilaire.
Sine came here
from,
yeah.
from Georgia. He was Sine was the safety from Georgia, right?
Yeah, yeah. And that's not to say we won't ever find a good player at that position, but that just illustrates the likelihood of you doing it. It's the 32nd pick.
I understand that, but again, there's also players drafted probably in the next 10 picks that were better than all those guys.
Sure, but the point is that's not just like your run-of-the-mill first-round pick.
If we
right?
could do the put it like, let me say this then. If we could do the draft over. Last year's draft. Is Cooper DeJean a first round draft pick?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so we can get them, we can say the draft, we can play this draft game all day.
Well, no, because you're using, I think that's hindsight in a way that like.
I got another one for you. If Jalen Hunt, if we know now, do you think Jalen Hunt would have went higher than he did?
So, well, that's my point. You don't have that foresight before the draft.
But Howie does. It feels like they do, and he did. They did a great job.
Dude, hold on. Howie screwed up. We are totally forgetting what this city thought of. We had a fire Howie Roseman sign across the freaking Schuylkill
because
he sucked at drafting.
And I fought against those people. Those people were wrong.
No, it hasn't moved. This is the same.
I remember.
The line is stuck.
I never remember too long ago when they talked about how Howie couldn't draft corners.
Yeah, that's my point. So now all of a sudden he does it in 1 year, and the whole perception changed. It's not as easy as we're making it out to be.
So basically we only believe in Howie when it's convenient for our argument.
No. I'm saying I think there's an easy demarcation where where we can't just fully have faith in him, and we can't just totally dismiss it. It's a 50-50 thing.
Outside of Bryce Huff. He's been pretty decent. He's been pretty decent as far as the picks that he's made.
Right, but he's not 100%. Like, I just, because if we're playing the percentages here, what's more likely? We hit on a guy at 32, or Myles Garrett adds a ridiculous element to this defense.
I understand your point. Let me spin it a different way, because that's all we do on when we have points. We spin them, right? I think there's a real chance, like they did in 2018, that the Eagles have the 32nd pick, and they say, that's pretty valuable. Well, let's drop down to the second round. You give us a future pick, right? We'll drop down to the second round. You mentioned the last five number 32 picks, and that's totally fair. Most of them have not amounted to much in the NFL. Let me give you the last five Eagles second round picks, because the 32nd pick could easily just become the 10th pick in the second round when Howie trades down. Cooper DeJean, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, Jalen Hurts, Miles Sanders.
Huh.
So as much as the 32nd pick has been a crapshoot, the second round pick for Howie has been actually incredible what he's done in that round.
Well, then why are we so unwilling to part with a first round pick when we're better in the second round anyway?
Because he took the first round pick. He could trade back in an extra pick.
Or he can take two of the thirds and move up into the second.
You missed the whole point.
No, I think that is the point. Like, I'm making the point that we're both making the point, I think, that the draft is kind of a crapshoot. I think what ultimately I'm getting at is that it's way more of a sure thing to have Myles Garrett than the picks.
I'm saying you want to put all your chips in this hand.
It's not all of them, though. Two picks.
It's a lot of your chips at the table. Your big chips, right, at the table playing poker.
Well, apparently our second rounds are bigger.
I want to split my hand. I want to give Howie the chance to split my hand. Jake and Delco's up. What's up, Jake?
Yo, what's happening, guys?
Hey, Jake. What's up, buddy?
1 second. Take you off my AirPod there. What's going on?
Hey,
yeah,
Jake.
There you go. Man, that was bad timing. So if there's bear with me for a second here. Mm-hmm. So if there's an apple orchard down the street, and I'm invested in that apple orchard, so I pay attention to what goes on down there. And I heard they're going to be moving some parts around and stuff, so I know a guy who used to work in that apple orchard. And some of my friends got opinions too, but this guy literally worked there. I'm going to listen to that guy probably a little bit more.
Okay, so I'm following.
Who is the guy I'm talking about?
Oh, I don't subscribe to this.
It doesn't matter what you subscribe to.
Ew.
You know what? Shut up. So wait. So who's the guy that you're talking about?
Q.
I
get it. So if we're talking about pass rushers, what happens when they get washed up? Yeah. That kind of stuff. Yeah.
Well, you work in an apple orchard. Apple orchard, Q.
No, I will say this though, Jake. I am a little bit conservative when it comes to spending cash, even though this is not my money. And you know, when we have these meetings, I'm asked a question, and I try to give my honest feeling about it. And my honest feeling is that we've benefited tremendously from the contributions of these young players. So even though Myles Garrett is a huge get, how much draft capital am I willing to give up for him? Because they're asking for a lot. Now, if it's one draft pick, that's one for one. And I'm getting a bona fide player. I understand that. But when we start talking about next year's first round draft pick and potentially some other players, then that's when I get a little, you know, I get a little leery about that, because Cooper DeJean was a late round draft pick that was projected to be a number one pick. Nolan Smith was a guy who a lot of people said was a steal at the position that they got him at. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's kind of where I'm at. Now, if it's one for one, I'm okay with that, because now I'm getting something that's guaranteed, a guaranteed commodity, and I have to pay him. But now when you start talking about giving up multiple picks, and then on top of that, I got to pay him a ton of money, I'm not that comfortable doing that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's great arguments to be made on both sides. There really is. And I was on Hugh and Joe's side until I called, and then Kyle, when we were talking, he actually swayed me a little bit. Now I'm just completely torn, and I don't know what to do.
I have a way of doing that.
Yeah, well, see, the problem is, and Jay could phone call, Kyle, he gets to badger the witness without anyone in the room. It's you. You're on the phone. You pick up the phone. You talk to whoever the caller
is. I just try to lead the horses to water.
I know, but like, we don't get our chance to talk to the witness until they've already been swayed.
Well, trust me, I'm not able to get through to plenty of people back here.
I could see that.
By the way, if he wants to talk about the apple orchard, I'm the one that sold you the Saquon apple last year. You should trust me.
I mean, I never said you didn't hit that. You hit it.
I nailed it.
Yeah, you did.
Just but like that, I nailed my 8-leg parlay. Same thing.
Well, that's not a good point for Kyle, because we laugh at you that you hit one and you peacocked around here. Now you got Kyle peacocking a year later on Saquon. By the way, I think it's in the interest of fairness, because we're only fair and balanced on this show.
Try to be.
We try. You know, we've constantly brought up today that Hugh understands the plight of this because he lived the life of the pass rusher that was older. And he gets that Garrett at some point is going to fall off, right? And all the want-to is not going to change
his arm's longer than mine.
Well, that's true. But all the want-to is not going to change it when his body starts to go in a couple years. But you know what actually was a good and a smart trade? When the Eagles traded a second and a fifth for a 27-year-old coming off his age 26 season, Hugh Douglas. That was a Hugh Douglas that had a lot of good football left.
Wow. So it's like, but even if we lose this first-round pick, you're telling me we could use more and get a Hugh Douglas?
A second and a fifth is way different than two.
Okay, we'll still have that if we trade
and
out
he
two
was
first
three,
for Garrett.
3 years, sold. 3 years younger, because that was Hugh about to come into his prime.
So what you're saying
traded,
is we can get Garrett
actually,
and still do that.
Actually
sold.
Good Hugh.
I got traded over dinner.
Actually good Hugh.
I got traded over dinner.
Did you? They were having dinner and they said,
he was like, I heard him in the background. You know, I was like, because I'm going to tell you, full disclosure. talk to Parcells, and I said, but I don't want to go to Philly. He said, hey, as he was eating his, I guess it was a steak, because it sounded like a steak.
Yeah.
Don't ask me how I know. It just, for the purpose
it
of this
sounded
story.
Like a steak.
For the purpose of this
was
story.
Was it a steak chew? Because a steak chew's
yeah,
got
you know
a,
what I mean?
A sound.
Like, he was like, hey, kid, side of my hands. Side of my
he
hands.
Was so dumb. He was dumb with
he
you.
He was dumb. Hey, he did like this. That's the sound of me washing my hands of Hugh Douglas. And my agent called me and said, dog, you already been traded. You're in Philly now. And I was like, dang. But then it turned out great.
They're cheering Hugh Douglas in Philly.
It turned out great.
Over dinner, over Bill
over
Parcells
dinner.
Chewing some steak.
All I heard is, I mean, and you sold me. Get Myles Garrett, screw the first round picks, package a second and a fifth, get a great player here. I'm in.
They're not taking
sold.
A second.
Like, I'm listen, sold, fellas.
They're not taking a second.
If the Browns want a second and fifth, I'm in. Let's go to DeMond in Delco. What's up, DeMond? Hey, DeMond. You all right?
He's on.
Hold on. DeMond is in a submarine, so we'll get back to him in just a second. Frank in Collingdale is not happy with Hugh Douglas. What's up, Frank?
Well, it's not just Hugh Douglas. I mean, you know, Mr. Giglio, you're becoming WIP's Chicken Little. The sky is always falling on you.
Frank, who's the sky falling on?
What did we say that you did not understand? Because that's what we're talking about.
Where is the sky falling? The sky's not falling. Hold on. No sky falling. I didn't say the Eagles will fall into irrelevancy if they make the trade. I just don't want to do it. How is that sky falling?
Stay on topic, Frank, because he talked about something that happened in the past.
You always shade things towards the negative. You always do.
No, Frank, you know what you do is you don't listen. When I say they're good enough to win the Super Bowl next year without this, how is that negative?
Okay, how are they good enough if they're diminishing their defensive line by losing the two guys that were starters on the defensive line?
Are they not going to get anybody else? They're going to go in with backups next year?
That's what Myles Garrett's for.
You're losing, Frank, the 32nd pick where you can draft a plug and play player like they did this year with Quinyon and Cooper.
Oh, okay. All right. You said earlier that it would be a checkers move. Okay.
I think it would be.
It's a checkers move. It's a three dimensional chess move.
Oh yeah.
And I'll tell you why. Because guess who's not going to be here in 3 years? You're not going to have Lane Johnson. You're not going to have Goddard. You're not going to have A.J. Brown.
Brown's not going to be here in 3 years?
Nope. He will not. He will not be here in 3 years.
Why? He's 26 because years old.
I understand he's 26 years old, but when he's up for his next contract in 3 years, he's going to be over that 30 mark, and I don't think he's going to get the contract that he wants. He's going to go free agent.
I'm trying to follow logic. So that's going to happen with AJ. Yet you
Frank,
want to
Frank,
you
Frank you want about eight different moves and ain't got nothing to do with what we talked about.
But you're willing to trade for and pay a defensive player at the same age you say AJ's going to be out of here.
Okay, but here's the point. Somebody said that it was like Reggie White. He's not Reggie White. But I think a good comp for him would be Bruce Smith. I think he plays, actually his numbers are pretty close to what Bruce Smith was in his first 8 years. And guess what Bruce Smith did 7 of the next 8 years he was in the league? Average double-digit sacks.
Sure.
This guy is a game changer. And to not take him just because you don't want to give up a first-round pick, and I don't think it's going to cost two firsts. I think it's going to be like a first.
Okay, Frank, let me stop you because I let you talk a long time. Now, for the sake of this argument, that's what we're talking about. That was the premise of me coming on here and saying that it would make me uncomfortable. And to your point, you're talking about all these older players that are going to be older. Guess what was going to happen if we give away all those draft picks? We're not going to be able to replenish the ranks. So
well, you're only giving away two picks.
So okay. Listen to what I'm saying. Are you going to listen? Or are you going to keep talking while I'm talking? First of all, Frank, we're giving up two first round draft picks, correct?
Correct.
And we have to pay him well over $30 million, correct? What's going to happen in 2 years when we have to pay Jalen Carter? We're going to have to pay him.
Go ahead.
No, Frank, you like to talk while I'm talking. Go ahead. You got the floor. What you about to say?
Well, you got to pay him, but my point is you have the core together now, and your window to win is right now with the guys you have. And if you can bring a guy in that's going to make that window a barn door, then you have to take that opportunity.
Okay, Frank, are you done talking now? Because I got something to say.
Yes. Go ahead.
Did we just win the Super Bowl?
Yes.
Did we just win the Super Bowl without Myles Garrett?
Yes.
Did we just win the Super Bowl with contributions from rookies on this team?
Yes.
So why is it imperative that we make a move that you feel that's going to put us over the top? We are already at the top of the mountain.
Because you can't count on rookies to play that way every year. You know that, you. You've been around
the league. First, you're right. I have been around the league. And let me tell you, since you brought it up, Frank, I have been around the league. And you know what's happened in the last 5 years in the NFL? Rookies have contributed to Super Bowl teams. Go look at the Kansas City Chiefs, and they started two rookies at the corner spot.
I think we're missing the point here. You brought up Bruce Smith, Frank, and that's a fair comp, and you're right.
And you know what Bruce Smith is? His mentor.
Yeah.
He's definitely his mentor.
It's a great point. But, Frank, do you think it's more likely he's Bruce Smith and plays like that, or he's more likely to be like more pass rushers, more Hall of Fame pass rushers that at the age of around the eighth year they play in the league, whatever that is, 29, 30, 31, they start to fall off fast? What's more likely?
I think it's more likely he's going to play like Smith.
No,
Frank,
because you want him on the Eagles. This isn't logic.
Cleveland's defense stinks.
Oh, my God.
Bruce Smith was able to play the way he was because he had a lot of
Cleveland
has
a really, they have a pretty good defense, dog.
They had the number one defense in the league.
They had Buffalo's defense back in the day. They didn't have Buffalo's defense.
This is my favorite thing we've done today.
We moved the line.
We assume we are getting the outlier because it's happened once. Saquon was – no, we are because we want him here. Like, guys – The more than likely, Myles Garrett's next 5 years will be far worse than his last 5 years. That's just logic.
But the more players that people are bringing up, the more I'm feeling like it's not that crazy of an outlier. Bruce Smith was 39 and he got 9 sacks.
Bruce Smith has the most sacks in history.
Right, I understand that. But we're talking about that kind of caliber of player. Myles Garrett is the top defensive player in the NFL for years.
He's a beast. See, I think we're missing the whole conversation. Frank, It's about how much am I willing to pay for him. I never once said I wouldn't want Miles here. I'm not willing to give up all of that draft capital to get him.
So I think there's another flawed logic.
And
to
we
this.
Appreciate the call, Frank.
Thank you, Frank.
And it's the whole we just won the Super Bowl thing. The Eagles won the Super Bowl in 17 with a backup quarterback and a backup left tackle. Does that mean we don't need a better right tackle, or we don't need a better quarterback?
Nearly as good as the one we had this year.
But no, but my point is, you can't just say it worked last year, it can work again. Yeah. That's not how these things work.
No, I agree with you. And to the people saying they're going to lose Josh Sweat, they're going to lose Milton Williams. Well, the first round pick this year, in my mind, is replacing one of those.
Or Miles Garrett could replace one of those.
Yeah, it's a gummy
right, but
day
what about replacing? What about replacing the other one?
Third round pick. Milton Williams was a third round pick.
Right, but okay. So over the next two drafts, the two first round picks we could give up, we could get the replacement for Josh Sweat, and you know this year or next, and the replacement for Milton Williams this year or next.
Yeah, or you can get Miles Garrett and still have a chance to replace Milton Williams.
And they would both come cheap. I think we've also done this thing where we assume Howie has unlocked like some magic. No, it's not magic. No. He's good at it. He's good at it, and I think in part because they pick and choose the five or six or seven players they're willing to go to and spend big on.
Yeah.
We're now adding another one in. Like, that changes things.
Garrett is that caliber of player to where you say you make an exception for that.
But you are also trading the picks away. Like, it's not just the money. It's not just the picks.
Just two first-round picks.
Just two first-round picks.
Two.
Well, it is.
Yeah,
no, it really is. They're like these. I think we're going way too far with what a first. Even like a mid-round pick, if it was lower than 32.
Cooper DeJean.
I know.
Yeah, well, no, but you're making my point for me is that you can still get good players out of the first round.
If we don't have those picks, we don't know
what we will have those picks. We're only giving up a first.
Cooper DeJean.
Correct. I've said this a lot in the last few weeks. The Eagles are now in this century with the Patriots and with the Chiefs. And what I think of when I think of those two teams is the opposite of this. The Patriots moved off of 30-year-olds, didn't trade for them. And they had a long run of success because they didn't say the next year is only the one that mattered. Mm-hmm. And the Chiefs, literally, 3 years ago, took the best receiver in the sport or one of the top three or whatever. And they said, you know what? Instead of paying him, we're going to trade him for first-round picks, and we're going to draft young, cheap players. And that's probably the biggest reason, because let's be real, Mahomes and the offense the last 3 years have not been as good. They've been carried at times by Trent McDuffie and George Karlaftis. Why do we look at the two teams that have had dynasties and we say, let's do it the opposite?
Well, so I think, and we all kind of came to this conclusion ourselves after we won the Super Bowl, over the last 25 years, it's Patriots, it's Chiefs, and it's Eagles.
Yeah.
And the Eagles have been a little bit differently in how they build a team, but it's worked.
I understand that, but this would be one of the biggest moves they've made in 25 years. How many players they traded two first round picks for? None.
Yeah, but we're the one out of those teams that isn't repeating. And I think a lot
that's fair. They haven't done that.
Yeah, like after 22, we're sitting there saying, you know, we can run this back with this defense again and things will be fine. It wasn't. We said a lot of the same stuff after 2017. That turned out to be wrong. Like, you should be ahead of the curve. You should be ahead of the counterpunch. You need to get better before other teams make you worse.
I think that the Eagles are going to do that. I think that we're so caught up on this, we're not listening to what's actually being said. And I think Howie gave you the biggest hint. He said, bear with him, number one.
Patience.
And he says something about the contribution of young guys.
And he said bulk of our team, 26, 27, 28.
And not only that, go back and listen to what Vic Fangio said. Jeremiah Trotter Jr.'s future is probably now. Like, go back and just listen to what's being said. Like, they've been workshopping this for months.
I'm sorry. I can't get excited about the idea of Jeremiah Trotter Jr.'s future versus having Miles Garrett next year.
How excited were you about Zach Bond when he got here?
Yeah, not much.
No, not very excited, but that's the point. Like, you can still add good players on the cheap to your team.
But you're missing, like, how? I understand. I am not trying to take anything away from Miles Garrett's greatness, but you saw a guy come in here in 1 year and change everything in 1 year with a bunch of dudes he had nothing to do with, and he did a hell of a job.
Imagine what he would do at Miles.
I think three months ago, I was prepared to be all in on Miles, and then I watched Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith chase down the best quarterback of this generation, in part because of the coordinator they have, and I said, nah, I'm not doing that. 215-592. They got the guy. They have enough. They have the the crux of this. Now let's just add
like
more to
him. I just don't want to get that much for him.
Well, that's like a lot of things for Hugh. He's like just not willing to pay that price
like
tag.
I can't believe the first round pick, the like one, is the one that broke the camel's back.
But I'm not willing to do what it takes to date Neil.
Sometimes you have to have a walk away point.
I'm even
that's
more upset
business.
Than I was when I got
that's
in here today.
Business. All right, your phone call is coming up. Plus, we will finally. Maybe I shouldn't add it finally. It sounds bad. But we will officially say goodbye to an Eagles legend who said goodbye to the NFL yesterday on Sports Radio 94 finally. WIP.
Let's talk about bacon because I love bacon. Specifically, Hatfield bacon is packed with flavor, sizzles to perfection. Can you just hear that bacon sizzling? I love the sound of bacon sizzling. And it comes in so many delicious varieties. He's going to cut that one off. Hardwood smoked bacon, applewood smoked bacon. Thick cut, extra thick cut bacon, and even maple brown sugar for that sweet and savory kick. On your next trip to the grocery store, you need to do yourself a favor and go get you some Hatfield bacon. Put it in your cart. Head to simplyhatfield.com and put some pork on your fork.